We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
In a Mount Holly courtroom, the third and final defendant in the 2017 GoFundMe scheme entered a guilty plea, which paves the way to concluding the case, but only in state court. As we hear from KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden, the legal wrangling isn't over just yet.
Mark D'Amico concedes to a single count of taking some of the $400,000 raised on behalf of co-defendant Johnny Bobbitt. Defense lawyer Mark Davis insists his client was not admitting to being part of the scheme concocted along with Bobbitt and one-time girlfriend Kate McClure. Besides, with a federal trial looming next year, Davis suggests it's better to close the book in Burlington County.
The U.S. Attorney's Office has charged him with conspiring to launder money and wire fraud. So those are the counts we're going to be challenged. I suspect we're going to end up in a trial there.
But not before next summer, at least. Bobbitt and McClure have pleaded guilty in state and federal court. Judge Terrence Cook could give D'Amico 5 years in prison once the federal proceedings are over. But if admitted into an aggressive probation program, he could do just 5 to 7 months. For his part, Burlington County Prosecutor Scott Cafina says he's pleased D'Amico accepted responsibility for his role in this scam. In Mount Holly, David Madden, KYW News Radio.